I don't see where we need to require the size of fuel truck. Okay.
Well, maybe that's why we left that blank last time. I think there were some questions on that.
Or whether or not it should even require to have a fuel truck.
I think we do need, if you're going to sell fuel, you ought to have a fuel truck.
Yeah.
And that was.
I know the St. Mary's, there's no truck over there. I stopped in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, there was no truck. You got these credit card machines.
Yep. Well, that was the discussion last time, and that's where what the committee had recommended was.
Less and less airports have AFCAP trucks. Jet trucks, yeah.
Chester County, Pennsylvania, saw fuel.
Well, we did have that discussion. We beat that one down pretty hard last time. And the thinking was that there's some aircraft owners that don't want to self-serve their aircraft, especially with a larger aircraft. I think Gus was talking about 421. And even with your B-25, you're going to tug it over to a self-serve unit. We did have that discussion, and we walked out, I think, that we were at the place where we thought the minimum should be that they have a truck. If they want to have self-serve, too, that's above the minimum, but the minimum should be that they have a truck.
And the other point is we already have that level of service. You have somebody that has a fuel truck. The next guy that wants to come in and sell fuel, do you want him to meet the same standard that we already have? Is that now our minimum, or do you want we're going to step back and decrease the level of service here, or allow somebody to have a decreased level of service?
Gus at first was totally in your camp, and then he kind of started thinking about himself and said, "Well, I don't want to tug my airplane up to a self storage unit." And then we talked about that. Well, this is the current level of service that the pilots at Sussex County Airport are enjoying now, that they would want to maintain that whenever, when my lease is up, there's another operator over there that wants that level of service to be continued. It made sense, but we can revisit it. It's not set in stone yet.
I was just making a comment that there are a lot of airports that don't have a truck.
And
I like the convenience of having a truck.
The reason is, it's just like with automobiles. 25 years ago, full serve was the standard, and self-serve was sort of just coming, maybe more than 25 years ago. And I think you see the same thing at airports. More and more airports are going from full serve to self-serve because it just doesn't pay. There's just not enough money in it to have a hire man to run a truck around. So, I think you're seeing it more and more airports. I don't dispute that.
So is that the level of service? Is that the level of service that you want this airport to offer?
Minimum.
If all we had was self-service, would that be okay?
I don't.
Garrett decides he wants out of the business, and the next guy comes in and doesn't have a truck.
Or what if Garrett reverted to self-serve, right? That would be a possibility.
Yeah. I didn't want to make it about me. I just said at some point, if there was another FBO provider here, and well, there will be at some point another FBO provider, then, what is it that the pilot community wants? Generally speaking, I know what you're seeing, and you're seeing at other airports, you're right. It's become more prevalent to have self-serve. It'll never happen for jets.
No.
But for avgas, it's become more and more prevalent. But again, we're talking about the minimum standard is that we want to continue the standard we have now, and then, if self-serve if an FBO operator wants to put self-serve in and thinking they'll get more business or they're expand their business, then that's at their discretion.
Well, is there any reason we can't have a minimum standard for both types of operations, self-serve and rolling trucks?
Well, I think the question is whether it should be and or an or.
Vendor.
I mean, I can tell you my standard procedure is, and I don't care whether it's self-serve or whether it's a truck, I'm usually standing there to make sure that it's 100 load lead is the right fuel that's going in my airplane. I don't want to find out afterwards, 500 feet in the air, that the wrong aircraft fuel got put in. I think most of us as pilots have probably read where there's been some cases where fuel got mixed up. Somebody, new employee or whatever.